Good evening. My name is Nadav, and you're listening to Phoning It In at 7:30 on a Thursday night on WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM. And tonight, over the phone from New York, is Peter DeZoza.
Hi.
The singing lawyer. How are you, Peter?
Good, thank you. How are you, Nadav?
I'm good.
Good. I'm on the phone. I'm at the Lambs Club in New York City. It's near Rockefeller Center, and I'm at the, I think this is the Frederick Lowe Piano.
In a practice room?
Yeah.
So are the walls soundproofed?
I think so. I have it's a pretty big space, actually. And there's a rehearsal going on in the other room for a play, a murder mystery called A Killing on Broadway.
So it's more of a theater?
You know, it's a club for theater people or theater-related activity.
Mm-hmm. Of which you are involved.
And I'm a member. That means I'm a lamb. I take that as a compliment. And, you know, because they have Charles Lamb as their founder. There was a salon in England, I guess, mid-1800s. And Charles Lamb had people over. It's not a bad idea. I'm going to have people over my house.
No, not at all.
DeZoza. The DeZozas.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, it's just a last name. The Bronx.
Well, do you want to go ahead and play a song so we can see how it sounds?
Okay.
Maybe we can talk more about your involvement in theater.
Okay. I'm going to play a song from a show called Tentaget Net, which is coming to La Mama in the end of October. And it's called Hold On. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. No, I'm just putting the piano. So I'm going to play a little bit. See how it's going. Bad days have come and gone, they vanished when you came along, and now you want a razor or a reason to remain, for you lost your footing firm and strong. I found mine when you came along, but now I've got you sure that I'm insane. Since to me you've been a savior, why not use the gift God gave you to hold on? Will you hold on? Hold on, though you're weary, the rain will wash you clean. Will you hold on? Hold on, dearie, dearie, to all the leaves so green. Simply hold on.
How's that sounding?
Sounding great.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And the second verse. As you might imagine, if you know me at all, I can't recant ambivalence. My words are damning evidence. I play a game of victim in a world of all our own. With the game I hoped you'd play along, you play a warden big and strong. With the game I hoped you'd play along, well, I play the warden big and strong. Now let the truth behind the myth be known. At a time of valediction, though we stay, we are not victims. Please hold on. Hold on, though you're weary, the rain will wash you clean. Will you hold on? Hold on, dearie, dearie, to all the leaves so green. Simply hold on. Hold on, though you're weary, the rain will wash you clean. Will you hold on? Okay. Hold on to your seats.
Yeah, it's sounding great. Is that a musical that you wrote?
Yeah, it's a play now with two songs. I'm moving toward this combination of what songs I'm writing at the time that I'm writing the play. Mm-hmm. And I am writing the play because I'm in this experiment series at La Mama. And there's a, they call it La Mama ETC, which is also a club. That means it's Experimental Theater Club from the 60s. It was founded by Ellen Stewart. And they've had these experimental play series. It's a reading series, and I'm getting a production of this play that I had as a reading in 2005. There'll be the two songs and then incidental music. So I'll be at the piano while whatever's happening on stage takes place.
Yeah, but you won't be acting in it.
Nope, not this one.
Yeah.
I did act recently, though. I was telling you about a Hermaphrodite show that I was doing. It's a new show, though. More like I'm coming from the mystery play mentality where, there are a lot of symbols, mystical symbols, religious icons. In this case, sort of Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it myth. I don't know why. It should be like a Greek religion. You know, somebody questions whether that religion exists and there's a war. Actually, Greek mythology, I mean, it's myth to the people at the time. I think they were just trying to explain the nature and the human spirit. But it seemed like a harmless religion. It's never really been called. I don't know if they originally called it Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a war based on the warring natures of these Greek characters. And to diffuse that war, the gods turn them into hermaphrodites.
Does that work?
I think it causes its own problems, but it certainly distracts everybody. And then they get together again. It's an ongoing diffusing of polarity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's good or not, but I think that ability to diffuse it when necessary is good. You know, and because people like to be treated like, whatever sex they might feel like being treated like,
yeah.
Man or woman. You know, it shows a respect for the person to treat that person the sex that they want to be treated at. Okay, so that's done. That was my mad scientist show. I did act in that.
Was there music as well?
Yes, and I'd like to play you the opening song. May I?
Please.
Okay, it's the Mole King, of course, trumps everything because all the calls to the dead, all the prayers to the gods, they got redirected. It's like a short circuit. They all go to him. It's just a little mole, but he's empowered. Hold on a minute. Here we go. I'm a little pink-nosed garden rat, empowered beyond anyone's wildest dreams, because I'm the receiver of all your calls to the dead. When you consult with those whose lives have ended in mystery, you are really enabling me. My powerful network enervates me, such that I need no longer know where my next orgasm is coming from. Coming from where? Do you know what that's like? You who are always so well-sexed. Some people, torturers mostly, also need to be nurturers. Desire, though they may, to be motherly. The nature of the nurturing instills joy into their love as to the hermaphroditic fate of them and their hermaphroditic husbands and wives. I suggest we leave that in the lap of the gods. Well, I'll stop there for now. We leave it in the lap of the gods. That's my Zoroastrian reference from Freddie Mercury, the famous Zoroastrian songwriter. I'll play another song from it. The king and queen of the island, one of three islands in this play. This play is called Hermaphroditism Through the Ages, sort of a questionable title. There's a Swedish film, Hexen, which was translated in the United States as Witchcraft Through the Ages, just examples of witchcraft. People who are being turned into hermaphrodites are like a George and Laura Bush figure in this little island. The king of this island, Orpheus, says he will not leave until victory is achieved, and till then he returns to his home. And he sings to his wife about the transitory nature of their existence. In fact, the island they're going to invade is called Armageddon. They call it Armageddon. They don't even realize. Okay, it's called Only for a While. Our borrowed time may never seem to end, although the end is near. Forever seems the moment that we spend. Now battle day is here, and when it's time to go, didn't we know it was only for a while? In time, in tune, we can hang on till the dawn, then swoon here in our room, just for a while. So roll apart, let's take the one-way plunge. We value what we lose. I know I try to love you like a sponge. Now love the one you choose. And when it's time to go, didn't we know it was only for a while? In time, in tune, we can hang on till the dawn, then swoon here in our pool, just for a while. Our battle with the folks across the sea started when we noticed they were there. Their heroes are their Neros yet to be. When we break the barrier of air, and when it's time to go, didn't we know it was only for a while? In time, in tune, we can hang on till the dawn, then swoon. We flutter only for a while, just for a while, just for a while. And I'm realizing the sequence. I think I. Anyway, that's a sample of one of the songs from that show. How you doing?
Doing really well.
All good. Okay.
Having a good time. How about you?
Yeah, good.
How's it feeling?
I'm remembering. Oh yes, there's it feels. I mean, I like playing the song, but I'm realizing I'm used to other people singing it recently, and they sounded really great. They had two voices, and there's a beautiful harmony to that song. But I'm reminded I'm using YouTube. You know, who's a tube? I'm a tube. It's a good source for loading, you know, like videos that you never thought you'd want to see again. It becomes very easy to have access to them, and I've been putting up songs there.
Clips from the actual productions?
Yeah, where I can. I mean, this is act. I'm not sure if I can put up anything from this production, but certainly I can. If I perform the song, I can put that up. That's good. And I have a friend I've been working with, Lydia Ogie, and we've been doing some shows together at Sidewalk, so I've been singing with her a bit.
So when you're not in theater mode and you're just in performance, other performance mode, Do you also use a lot of multimedia?
You know what? I'd like to use more. I'm always thinking of preserving it because, like, just now I did a live performance, but maybe, you know, a more perfect performance was available on a, you know, in a multimedia form. Well, in a way, this will be a multimedia form for later. I can, but generally I'm just playing piano. In fact, a lot of my live performances are new material and, you know, trying out different arrangements and working with different instrumentalists, too, if they'll join me. You know, some guitarists. I've been working with some good guitar players and percussionists. But in terms of, you know, I do like once a month solo show or solo with guest performers. Let's see. And I was telling you there was a show next door. They were rehearsing a murder mystery. It's called A Killing on Broadway. And my assignment is to write the song that introduces a straight drama or comedy drama. And it involves lawyers, by the way. I have a good legal background that I fall back on sometimes. But I'd like to play you that opening song.
Okay.
It gives you full, you know, the Broadway feel, because especially with my Hermaphrodite show, I mean, next stop is Broadway. I see one of the fellows there. All right. Failure, we've been learning along the way. Even the horrors were fun. So we're growing older, we are working from wisdom. We can tell what's real and phony, what is just baloney. Dragged through the fire, we've been chilling along the way. Dregs of society's lot. Now we no longer are frightened by talent we've got. Or not. We could be depressing when we feel dismay. We'll leave that for a rainy day. Everybody's wrapped up in a maddening maze. There's only one locale where this plays. Isn't it time we made a killing on Broadway? Strike while the iron is so hot it's red. Strike from the ash to make a killing on Broadway. We got some numbers that'll knock 'em dead. We got a great director. We got the perfect form. You'll see the great white wave taken by storm. Say goodbye, depression, fare thee well, dismay. We'll leave that for a rainy day. Everybody's wrapped up. Oh, distance gives perspective to the maddening maze. Everybody needs a little break from their days. It's lights, it's curtains, it's a brand new play. Sit back, the characters are on their way to make a killing on Broadway. Broadway. That was my attempt to sound like a Broadway, you know, impresario. Broadway, baby! I'm gonna... there are a lot of references to death, you know, death by chocolate. There's also, you know, the You Slay Me, and the song could, you know, a lot of great songs knock people dead. Anyway, that was the way it was back then in the Broadway of the 50s and 60s. So how are we doing?
We've got about 8 minutes left.
Okay. Oh, so we're hearing more songs? Let's see.
Please.
In terms of... yes, I will take requests, but I don't know if anybody is familiar with anything. All right, I'm going to play a song. I'm not sure what to play. I'm going to play this While You Were Out. We have it's kind of interesting independent line. It's also from the Hermaphrodite show. It's another couple. It's like a Bonnie and Clyde couple. I'm going to place the phone again in a special place. Where did you go? What did you do while you were out? When I was small, when you were tall, we had no doubt. Hi there, Mike.
You come in and be the bailiff.
Oh, I gotta be the bailiff. Oh, well, can I, I'm gonna be finishing up with a radio interview, and that'll be it. I'll see you in 5 minutes. Okay, thank you. That was the author of Killing on Broadway. For in a summer wind, as seeds took flight within the finches long, we may long till nature takes us in her arms. As petals lift away, where's our wind to sail today? Some written words meant to be spoken, them and them spell will be broken when there is still. Send them swirling around, the trees will be veering through the clouds from what I'm hearing. That whole black magic has slipped away. Ear to the ground, you hear when they're swaying, worshiping trees, adore your playing. Your new white magic will save the day. Where did you go? What did you do while you were out? When I was small, when you were tall, our secrets out. In a four-car garage, when we were living large, the muskrats docked, the tree swings rocked, the geese and fowl, how high they flocked. As box kites drift away, where's our wind to sail today? Reading the words can make them confusing, and then use the words of our choosing. When air is still, send them arms open, sails out wide. We need the wind to rise. Remember when it did, and watch it rise again. Swirling like shrouds, the trees will be veering into the clouds. From what I'm hearing, that whole black magic has slipped away. To the ground, you hear when they're swaying, worshiping trees, adore your playing, your new white magic will save the day. Into the ground, you hear when they're swaying, worshiping trees, adore your playing, your new white magic will save the day. Did you go? What did you do while you were out? And that's more of a nature song. You see, we have the wind, and if you go up high enough, you can catch that swirling wind and then go, rather than put out a lot of your own energy, you could actually sort of harness the nature energy, forces of nature. I'm trying to learn more about it. I'm in the city. I'm calling you from, or you're calling me here in the Midtown area. But still, I guess we go very high above the, in these skyscrapers. You know, some heavy winds up there, and the storms and the condensation of the water as it goes into the high floors. So how are we doing?
Doing really well.
Okay, anything else? You want to hear something else?
If you've got something that can fit into 2 minutes, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Get my 2 minutes off. I like this. We're like a... Here we go again. We're like a pair of sculptors revealing statues in the stone. We're moving till we reach... we're moving till we reach your stone wall. Free yourself from your tension. Feel the love in the room. Sanctity without sanction. Close the door. Start to bloom. You are safe as a patient, and your doctor is in. What you tell me is privilege. Let the healing begin. Find yourself in my presence. I resound in your realm. Turn to me for assistance with your will at the helm. You have to trust our progress, for while you think we're standing still, we're moving till we reach your great breakthrough. Thank you, Nadav.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, I'll talk to you later. We'll just say goodbye now.
Sure. Real quick, what's your website? Where can people find you online?
Oh, for the Cinema 7, cinemavii.com is my encyclopedia. I can refer to that, and you can too. I hope it is some inspiration for you too.
All right, well, thanks again.
All right, thank you.
I've been listening to Peter DeZosa on Phoning It In.
All right, good talking to you over the phone.
You too. Take care.
All right, have a good evening. Bye-bye.